it just like that. Welcome to another episode of Broken Play. Hey, we got a legend in the motherfucking building, man. We got Mad Max. Vernon Maxwell, we want to call him Mad Max.
That's it. That's what
we in the building.
Appreciate y'all.
We a Florida boy, man.
That's right. Appreciate you for having me here, man. Thank you, man. But damn right, call me Mad Max.
Yeah, that's what you want to go by right. Anyway,
yeah,
huh?
Go by Mad. Yeah, it don't matter. Yeah. My old
not just
ass,
Mad,
yeah.
Mad Max. Like,
that's me.
Yeah,
damn
man.
Damn right. No
that's
doubt.
What's up, man. Yeah. Tell us, man, what's going on with you now? We see you got you a podcast going on.
Yeah, I got the Max Out podcast. Mm-hmm. Hopefully getting ready to start back here in the next month or so.
For
and,
sure.
I got my LLC, the mental health.
Uh-huh. You know, how that's going?
It's going wonderful. I just did some symptom and imposum speech and had a platform where I had some powerful guys up there, you know, speaking and on my behalf and just about mental health. And Ron Artest was there with me. And,
oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I had him up on the stage with us. And so, you know, with us two crazy motherfuckers. So, you know, that's powerful, you know, just to be up there talking
and
about that.
And ended on a
so,
good note.
Yeah, just to let everybody know it's okay, you know. It's okay, you know, to ask for help if you need help.
Yeah, for sure.
So
for real.
That's all. And then in the black community, that's what we lack at.
Because sometimes, you know, it frowned upon, like, you know what I'm saying? We'd be quick to say, oh, that motherfucker crazy. And leave it at that.
Right.
But sometimes, a nigga just want to vent. Sometimes
right.
You don't got nobody to talk to, so it's all that done bored inside, and now when I unleash it, now I'm
right.
Mad Max.
Right, there you go. You see? And that's how it builds up, and that's what it ends up to be. But like I'm saying, you know, I mean, you got to have a place where you can outlet to and just somebody to talk to.
Man, shout out for you even thinking
no
about
doubt.
Doing
yeah.
that, because a lot
no
of people don't think about reaching back and giving
no
people
doubt.
Those platforms
no
where they safe to come talk to.
Okay, that's what I'm about.
Yeah, so now you're doing the right thing.
But then in that, too, you know, I got my boys, one at Hampton and one in high school at North Mech High School, 18th uh-huh. in the nation in high school, and ooh. My man, Tristan Maxwell at Hampton. Getting ready to do his thing. So y'all pay attention to this motherfucker too now. This motherfucker finna go the fuck off too.
He on the way.
Oh, yeah. You got damn right. He got a shot.
What year is he at Hampton?
He's a senior. He got one more year left, though. He got 2 years left.
Because of COVID situation.
Yeah, with the COVID. He came in 2020, so he got the COVID year. So, but yeah. And then my young killer too now. His name Vernon Maxwell III. But he's so goddamn crazy like his daddy. He just be wanting to call Trey. He said, man, don't call me that motherfucking name. So we got to call him motherfucking Trey. Trey, shout out to Trey. All right, Trey.
Hey.
Yeah, but other than that, man, that's all I'm doing, man. I love to play golf, you know. I love doing what I'm doing right here with you all. So,
for sure.
And that's what I'm about, man.
So, yeah. Look, how the family games be? Like, y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all be playing, like, horse and just playing, you know.
Well, shit.
One-on-one?
You know, I shoot the shit out of it now. You know?
Yeah.
It's like riding a damn bicycle.
Yeah, sometimes you got to show them where they got that shit from.
Oh, man, but these motherfuckers really can shoot it, though.
Yeah.
These
it's
motherfuckers some jump shoot motherfuckers. It's in, you know, it's just in DNA, man.
Yeah.
That shit
but
don't
hey.
Lie, man. You just got to make sure you bring it out these motherfuckers. But if you bring it out of man, like I did these two jump shoot motherfuckers, they jump shoot.
But see, you got dog in you too. So can you you can't really teach that dog. Do they automatically got that dog in them, though?
With the difference in that shit, my people's now. Goddamn, you gotta be missing meals to be a dog. You know, cause if you ain't missing meals, nigga, you ain't hungry by shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, you hear what I'm saying? So
they
I used
straight.
To miss meals when I came up. You know, not all the time. Now, Ma, I'm just bullshit. Now, I don't get mad. Now, damn, Ma. You gonna see this shit, don't be talking about me. Call me, friend, what you said that shit for? You know you ain't miss no damn meal. I miss meals. And so my boys right here, these niggas, you know, they pampered.
Yeah.
You know, these kids come up today. We try to, you know, fill in the void what we didn't have when
right.
we was coming in with our kids. You know, we don't want them motherfuckers
right.
to go through what we went
exactly.
through. So, goddamn it. So then it really kills these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you know what I mean, just
when they finally face adversity, they ain't never faced this shit.
Come on, man. Like that's what I'm saying. That's the thing I'm talking about. But other than that, man, I think everybody gonna be successful, man.
Yeah, for
cause
sure.
Because they got
sure.
old Mad Max, the dad in it.
For
life.
Sure. Yeah. How you get the name Mad Max?
Man, you know how these goddamn white folks do, man. You know.
Talk to talk your shit.
Nah, man. You know, this shit like modern day slavery. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, really, man. But you know how they do. You know, my mom was like, she asked me, like, damn, boy, what the fuck going on, man? Baby, they don't even call you, you know, Vernon Maxwell no more. I was like, damn, man, you know how. Man, they started that Mad Max shit.
Yeah.
And then that's what they ran with. You know, like just like they changed my man name to Kunta Kinte.
Yeah.
You know, that man had a name before they changed that man name to Kunta Kinte. Not being all this on this whole stuff like that right there about race and all that. But still, my name got changed from Vernon Maxwell to Mad Max when I played ball. Because I guess it was the way I played too. Uh-huh. You know, everybody know, you know, I was a kind of a little loose cannon, motherfucker, yeah. You know. And, you know, but, you know, that's the way I had to play because that's the only way I knew how to play.
Right.
If I played any other motherfucking way, like you said, like Kenny, you work with Kenny, and Kenny done told all the stories so I know this shit is crazy what he done told y'all. But I love Kenny to death. But, like, if I played any other way, man, I wouldn't even been, I probably wouldn't have made it.
Yeah. You
know, so I had to play that way. That's the only way I knew how to play. Shout out to Sugar Hill, Gainesville, Florida.
For sure. Yeah. We read it. You were nice in football too though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I was a hell of a
So you think it was from the football aggression that you know it probably translated to the basketball court? It don't matter what you would have played. You'd have been like that in golf.
Well, golf is different.
Can't be doing all that.
No, you gotta goddamn have some etiquette and all that shit. And golf, you can't just go crazy. You know, you gotta be a little quiet. It's not good. You know, all that shit out there. You know, I be a little reserved and everybody be like, damn, boy, you play golf? I play golf all the time. That's what I do all the time. But, I'm sorry, what was my question again?
Oh, did the football, like you playing football translate to over in the basketball? Like you was had more aggression?
Times I think about it. I think I should have probably played football because I would have made it to the NFL. I knew I would have.
Yeah.
Because of the way I played basketball.
Right.
Because I knew I was a little too more aggressive. Like
you were looking at me like he nigga soft.
Like, yeah. Not really. Now it was a lot of hard motherfuckers in the NBA though when I played. When I came up, them boys was hard as hell.
Early 90s, yeah.
But I mean, it's just about the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a different mindset, you know what I mean, when it came to that part. And that's what separated me, you know, a lot of times when one game I might, like for instance, shit, they say I had to the worst and the best two games in fucking NBA history. One night I had 51, 30 in the fourth quarter, and the damn next day I came back, we had a back-to-back. I had two. So,
what transpired between that night?
That's what I'm talking about. So,
you average 27. Yeah. That's how you got to look at it. You got to think positive. What's up? It's your boy Nav Green. Back at it again. You know what I'm here talking about. Prize Picks. With a new logo and all, we also bringing my promo code back. So all first-time users that deposit and use the promo code will receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Man, if you put down $81, they going to match $81. If you put up $42, they going to match $42. It don't matter what you put up, they going to match it. It's available in over 30 states. What are you waiting for? Go ahead over to Prize Picks right now by tapping the link below and tell them Broken Play sent you. Use the code Broken Play. That's what we here for. I want you to make money while we making money so we can make money together. Use the promo code Broken Play. And drink 42 with your boy. It's your boy Nav Green. Shout out to Prize Picks.
So, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, it was just a mindset, man. And I love to play though. And I just
for sure.
That's where I compete.
Who's some of your favorite teammates you done played with all the time?
Oh man. I got so many of them, man. All right, man. We're gonna be talking all motherfucking day. Lajuan, I mean, AI, Jerry Stackhouse, I mean, Kenny Smith, Mario Ellie, Otis Thorpe, Carl Herrera, David Woods, who else? Chris Webber, White Chocolate,
Jason
Corliss Williamson, yeah. Gary Payton, Vin Baker.
Man, 42.
Man, so many of these motherfuckers.
Man, you done seen yeah. some of the best players that Alvin played with Robinson, some of the best players.
Alvin Robinson, David Robinson, Sean Elliott, Steve Nash.
Yeah.
Steve Nash, goddamn Dirk.
And all of them was good
Michael
teammates.
Michael Finley. Oh, man, yeah. Cool. Oh, okay. So all these motherfuckers was cool as hell. It was so many guys. I mean, good God. I mean, I could keep going on and on.
That was up.
Gary Trent.
His son in the league now.
Yeah, shooting the shit out of it.
Yeah.
How that make you feel when you see players you play against see their sons in the league?
Man, it makes me feel good. Goddamn, baby boys, let's get us some goddamn money. Like, get us some goddamn money. I want to get some of this goddamn bread.
They want it, Mad Max son playing right now.
Damn right.
Yeah.
That's
for
right. Sure. Let's do this. Yeah, I played with Clyde for a second. Yeah.
Nigga, if he ain't named him, he probably wasn't a good teammate.
No, man. Okay, let me go back to that. Clyde, good goddamn Clyde Drexler, great teammate.
You got a ring with Clyde.
Yeah, 1 year I played with Clyde. Clyde was a great teammate, yes.
Okay.
Yes, he was, yeah. Yeah.
Because I swore I had ran with him heavy on NBA Jam back in the day, man. Vernon, Clyde. And Olajuwon. That was a squad.
Well, you had a hell of a squad.
See, a lot of niggas don't know. Back then, NBA Jam, you only could play with three players.
That's it.
All the goddamn 5-on-5 and substitute shit. Nigga, you play with whoever they give you.
Yeah, that's what they
get. whoever they
get. Motherfucker get on fire.
That's what you want.
Man's on fire.
For sure. That's a real goddamn you got to know. If you know, you know.
That's right. I loved it.
Man, so look, tell us like, because, you know, you don't never hear, like, too much about, like, the Dream. You know, a lot of people say they go train with him. Like, he teach them footwork. Mm-hmm. But, like, far as just him, like, how was he like a person when you played with him? Like, he was cool to hang with?
Oh, man, yeah, he's a great person, man. Dream, you know, he was different, you know what I mean? I mean, when I first met him, you know, he wasn't Muslim. But, you know, he was cool, you know, then and... And great teammate always, you know.
Okay.
If you wear the same jersey he got on, shit, he gonna block every damn thing. Every time somebody get by, he gonna be blocking every goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Trying to block every damn thing. So, but great teammate, man. And then when he became Muslim, that's when he became even better. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? He got more humble and more quieter, you know, and he used to always tell us this was his thing. Give me the ball.
Yeah.
you know, before. And then when he became, we just knew to give to him.
Yeah,
you know,
like so, it wasn't no questions
asked. We feed off of him, you know.
Yeah,
that's what we used to do. We had throw it into him, had Otis Thorpe, my homeboy. Shout out to Otis Thorpe. What's up, baby boy? You know I love you. Appreciate you coming to my golf tournament on September the 22nd. Got a shout out to Otis Thorpe. But we had Otis Thorpe crashing the board, get in the Dream. Otis get Dream enough space to operate. We got either Kenny, myself, Robert Horry. We got either
Sam.
Nigga forgot about Sam.
Mario Ellie. We got the Kiss of Death coming off the bench. Well, shout out to my boy Mario. We got Matt Bullard, big, tall, 6'10", white boy coming off the bench shooting shit out of it. What up, Matt? So we had a killer squad, man.
For sure.
You couldn't. Everybody around Dream was three-point shooters, except, like, Otis. Otis was the bruiser, you know. But, I mean, it was we had been together so long, and we had knew we was going. Man, we started the damn season 23-1, man.
Yeah.
So y'all knew
it had that championship feel way before it got.
Yeah, we were.
Y'all was just ready to get there.
We were whooping ass. We were going around whooping everybody ass.
Dream, he used to talk shit on the court. at all?
Nah, he was quiet. Very quiet. Dream was quiet.
KG
Dream.
Said, what KG said, I'm hitting him with lateral movement. he said he'd take his mouthpiece out and say, I'm hitting him with lateral movement.
No, I'm telling you, no, that mother, he really didn't say a lot, man. I mean, he just like, he was, I mean, that's the greatest player I ever played with.
For sure.
I mean, what he used to do.
Hey, you know, he don't get a lot of credit, though. You know, when they name the top players, they leave him off a lot.
He became so humble, man. And that's the way he is, man. He don't really care about that, man. That man got so much motherfucking money.
For sure.
That man got down. They back the Brinks truck up that motherfucker. That man had beep, 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 beep. That motherfucker, he got the Dream H. My boy Dream, I know I ain't gonna be talking about your money, but goddamn, you got a bunch of money. We know that he owned damn near half of downtown Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Hey, how was that like in that Houston era though? Like, you know what I'm saying? When y'all playing and stuff, like, you know, this before screwed up music and all that. Like, what was the feel in Houston?
Well, it was at first when I got that motherfucking 1989-90. That motherfucking shit was like somber as hell. That shit was like, it was, this shit, them niggas was, we was like under 500 and shit.
Yeah.
And then Don Chaney was really the one. See, everybody think Rudy T brought me in to the Rockets, but Don Chaney, the black man, the black coach, my nigga.
Temple.
Don, shout out to Don Chaney, because that changed my whole career, man. Because when I was in San Antonio, that shit was a disaster. I mean, goddamn.
Keeping it real.
With Pop.
Nah, yeah, that motherfucker, he was general manager at the time.
Oh.
But oh my goodness, it was out there. I mean, that was shit. But shit, thank you, San Antonio, for drafting me.
Word, facts.
Appreciate you, though, goddamn. Shit, but damn, you drafted me 48, out of 50 picks. You know, I got caught up in all that drug scandal in Florida, so.
Real niggas bounce back, though.
And then I had to climb all the way up the damn ladder again to get back to where I was at. So, but the shout out to Pop, y'all drafted me, gave me a chance. God damn it. Then Don Chaney traded for me over to Houston, and he really gave me a chance because he was like, motherfucker, I'm finna put you in the starting lineup. They had Mitchell Wiggins' dad. I mean, Aaron Wiggins. What's his name?
Andrew Wiggins' dad.
Andrew Wiggins' dad in the lineup. They had Andrew Wiggins' dad in the lineup. So he was like, yo, man, I'm finna goddamn switch this shit up, put you in, you know, let you start. You want to do that? I was like, man, who the fuck want to start in damn NBA?
Right. Yeah.
that's what I'm here for. Coach, put me in this motherfucking lineup, man. Put me in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So he put me in the lineup. That's when I took off from there, man, after that, man.
I ain't look back.
Loud, man.
But that's what it's about. Like, when you get that opportunity, just eat.
The fit. It be that fit, man. A lot of motherfuckers get to places where, you know, they don't really have a fair chance to, like, you know, to shine and be who they are. And unfortunately, when I left San Antonio, I'm not talking about San Antonio. San Antonio's a great place, and I swear to God, they drafted me, and I appreciate that shit so much. But when I got to damn Houston, when I had them damn handcuffs taken off me, man, when I can goddamn be and be who I want to be, man, and play the way I want, man, I swear I flourished, man.
You went crazy.
I took off, man, and that's what it's about, man. Just it'll be about the fit, man. A lot of these kids, a lot of these guys, they go places, man. It ain't, you know, they got motherfucking veterans in front of them, you know.
They ain't trying to groom them, ain't trying to help them.
They really ain't gonna get a fair shot either, because these motherfuckers, these veterans, they can help you now. Go ahead and stay with you after practice, and you can follow their regimen and shit, and try to, you know, and emulate that shit and get your workout and shit like that. But they gon' like when the popcorn start popping, that motherfucking stands get filled up. Nigga, he gonna be sitting over there. That nigga gonna be out there, cause you know that veteran. They gonna play that nigga, that veteran
right
there. So. But I'm just saying, it's about the fit, man. You gotta get like to a place where you can, and to a lot of these guys' defense, a lot of these guys, when they come out of college, they go they go to like veteran teams, and you know, and ain't no chance these motherfuckers. That's why I'm glad they got the G League, so they got two-way players and shit.
Yeah.
So These guys don't just lose confidence. They can go down there and bust them off.
And shit, that shit, like what you were talking about, that shit will start affecting your mental health.
Yeah, it does, man. Because, I mean, if you've been a killer all your life, and then you just become like, damn, these motherfuckers just done, just, I can't do shit no more. I ain't no way I'm going to play tonight. Nah, motherfucker, we're going to send you down here. It's like the farm league, but it's really not, though, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Still.
Because they shit, making, some of them guys be packed the fuck out.
Motherfuckers be making like, my nephew with the Sixers, Jaden Springer, shit, I know he make 1.5.
Oh, he hard, too.
He can bounce.
Yeah.
He
bouncy. I know he made by 1.5.
Yeah.
You know, 1.4, somewhere around there. Yeah. And shit, he played, he was a two-way guy. And so I'm just saying, so, you know, and he done developed so well. I mean, so that's what I like about, you ain't got to go across the water, you know, all the time to get the money.
Yeah, go
over.
Like, that's what it used to be.
No, that's what I've been ready to say. Now, I love that. No, I'm sorry. I ain't knocking over there now, but, I mean, you don't have to travel as far. You still
but niggas want
to
get money right here.
Money. Yeah. Money is money, yeah. But, I mean, overseas is good money, too, now, like he just said. Now, not knocking overseas,
ain't
money.
Nothing like the league, though.
Yeah, being over here close to niggas you know, and then it costs more to fly them out over there. Niggas still want to be hitting shit from college and high school. Keeping it real.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, for
real. Hey, so look, tell us this, man. Who's some of the players that you look at now, like, you know, with the, how the NBA is now, that you look at, like, nah, I like his game.
I like LeBron. I mean, I like so many of these guys. I like LeBron. I like...
So look, it's a lot of people debate this. Could LeBron have survived in y'all era?
Oh yeah, of course, easily.
Thank you, man. That's all.
Why are you acting like we be saying he wouldn't?
Easily.
He's 6'8", 270. Would have
been one of the better ones too. Yeah,
it take Mad Max to tell y'all niggas. Yeah, they ain't want to listen
one of
to
the
me.
Better ones. He got the body. He could shoot it. He's 6'8".
But he ain't got this all.
Yeah, game, but still, though, you got to understand. That girt he got, he's so big and he's so, that's girt. Come on, that's what we got. He gonna goddamn.
Nah, he an OG.
He gonna run through your ass. He gonna run through your motherfucker. He gonna run over your ass. You know, like LeBron, I can't guard LeBron.
You couldn't have did shit with him?
Shit, no. How can I guard
just back up, let him shoot.
No, man, that man can shoot too. I mean, I can do
when
that.
What happened?
Tell him when you saw Luka.
Oh, shit. Oh, Luka. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, before he saw Luka, he thought he could do
it. Yo, that motherfucker, I was a little kid. I was a little kid standing by that big old motherfucking boy. That boy big as hell, man. Luka. I was like, God damn.
Point guard. How tall is he?
6'8", 6'9"?
I don't know.
Luka might be 6'8".
Yeah, I think he's about 6'8", man. But you got to see the size, though. His size.
Yeah.
You got to see how big he is, though. He like, he got to be about 220, 218. Oh, yeah, sure. He's a big old dude, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
my
got
goodness.
Some size.
This kid's big nowadays. Boy, I'd have struggled in this month.
Because, you know, like, in the 80s and 90s, like, the bigs were big. But now that shit got down.
Nigga, wings and point guard.
Yeah. I say that the NBA, they draft length.
Right.
They want that 7-foot wingspan and shit and all that shit. Yeah. Like I got long ass arms to be 6'4".
Nah,
you
for
know,
sure.
My shit long as hell, but they want them niggas with them arms touching that flower over that shit. But that's what they looking for. But nah, I love the NBA. But there's so many guys that I will be talking like once again all night, all day about who I like in the NBA. I mean, I miss a lot of motherfuckers. Like, I love Jimmy Butler. You know,
He got dog in him, huh?
Man, yeah, man. He's just a damn winner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what he is. And so many of these motherfuckers. Joel Embiid. I mean, there's so many guys. I can keep going on and on.
What you do with that first check you got?
Bought some dope. let me stop just kidding. Yeah. Nah. Flip some dope.
We back, baby.
I'm kidding. Yes, sir. We got to double that money. They ain't give us nothing back then, boy. I had a goddamn. I told you how low I went. I
nigga, leave the game right in the trap.
I had to flip that money. Flipped him.
For sure.
Yeah. did something for my mom.
Word.
Did something for my mom.
Man,
did,
respect
you know,
that.
Yeah, put my mom's in a crib and, you know, but I had to flip that money.
How the family life was then, like, for you, like, you were the first one to, like, make it, like.
Oh, yeah. Really out of, well, Gainesville.
Well, where the area you was at?
Gainesville, huh? Florida, really yeah. wasn't nobody. Well, I mean, after me, you know, you got Clinton Porter. You got, shit, I mean, I don't want to miss no damn body. I'm so hyped, this motherfucker right now. Oh, man, I forget. Clinton Porter's, Gainesville, what? Trey Mann, right now. Oh,
Clinton Porter's with
Trey
Mann's
from Gainesville?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's from Boston. Trey Mann got game.
Oh, yeah.
The guard.
Yeah, the guard.
Okay,
oh,
see.
Oh, I thought Terrence.
Yeah, Trey Mann.
No, Trey got game.
Yeah, Trey Mann. He went to the University of Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you say 2 years, Trey Mann. Shit, there's some motherfuckers. I mean, so many of us, man. I'm sorry, homeboys. I'm stuck up.
Nah, it's
a lot
know
of
it
us
ain't
in Gainesville. Though.
Did you think about any other college or you knew automatically Florida?
No. I was going to go to, you know, North Carolina State had just won the national championship in 83. Jimmy I come out in 84. Uh-huh. So, you know, Jim Valvano, God bless him. You know, he recruited me real tough. It was out of North Carolina State and Florida. But my old country ass, you know, I had never been nowhere really like that, you know.
You country?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah.
Country
in the mother. You ain't never been to Gainesville?
I never been to Gainesville.
Oh, my goodness, man. Ain't no way. That's what I was saying. No reason to go there.
What? Oh, my goodness. Be barefooted today.
Yeah,
the mother.
Yeah, this shit is crazy. Yes, but back in the day, it was rape. It was bad. So, I'm, you know, and I was from Gainesville, and I never had been nowhere really. Mm-hmm. So, and then Jim Valvano, he used to show up at my high school and shit. They had just won a national championship, 83. And then everybody'd be like, you know, I'm down the hill smoking dope. Pulling the weed, I ain't even in class. They tell me, yo, nigga, you know, I had to watch out niggas for me when I was in high school. Come tell me, nigga, hey, tell me what's going on up there, nigga, why I'm down here blowing in the tree. I ain't going, nigga tell me, hey, boy, Jim Valvano up there, boy, you better get on up there, boy, go on running in class, he coming to your class. So I run up the motherfucker, and then that's how hard he was after me. He stayed in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Oh, so wow. University of Florida, Monty Tile, he hid me. Coach Tile, you know what I'm talking about. He hid me from that. He hid me from the North Carolina State for like a month. Like he just hid me, and then I end up. Long story short, I end up signing with. I went up and visit. North Carolina State, and I got on a damn plane. Really hadn't flew no goddamn well.
Yeah,
so, I'm a country boy.
Yeah,
I'm a country boy. I ain't been no goddamn well.
Right.
You know, well, mama don't let us go nowhere too tough. So I flew out damn. I flew over there to Raleigh, shit on their private jet, and shit, I got in that motherfucking got out the plane. I felt, as soon as I got out the damn, off the, at the damn plane, walking down the steps, I said, oh, shit, I don't think I could do this. This shit too goddamn far away from home right here. Mm. I was like, goddamn, I don't think I could do this shit. This shit too far away.
You ain't seen the campus or nothing.
You went back immediately up?
Yeah, goddamn, no, I went and visited that.
Okay.
I went on the campus and visited that. And
but your mind was made up way before you saw that motherfucker.
Nigga, I was like, yeah, nigga, fuck this shit. Nigga, I ain't finna be this far away from my mama.
But it
mama
was too much turbulence or something on the plane?
No, it wasn't shit going on. That shit was too fucking far. Nigga, that flight was like fucking 2 hours and some chains and shit. I was like, oh, shit.
What?
Flight just goddamn long. I wonder how goddamn...
If you would've drove, you would've lost your mama motherfucker.
Oh, my mama and them motherfuckers ain't gonna be able to afford the goddamn fly, so I know them motherfuckers have to drive.
Ain't gonna be coming
far.
To me. Yeah.
I said, no goddamn way hell I can do this shit right here. But I swear to God, the visit was one of the best visits I ever. I took all six of my goddamn visits.
Hell yeah.
They say you get six visits. I took all six of them motherfuckers. I took six in football. And I took six in basketball. Mm-hmm. Wow. I missed school my whole goddamn senior.
You knew you was out of there.
Yeah, I was gone. Yeah. But then Jim Valvano, he put on a show for me. I mean, I met his family. God bless him. He's a great man, Good. Everything they say about him is the truth. I mean, with that cancer, I mean, I'm sorry that, I mean, that was a great man. But the team, what he did for me when I went to the store, when I walked in that damn arena at North Carolina State, nobody had never did that shit for me. What he did for me, that shit was crazy as hell.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers had the cheerleaders, the band, they had a crowd in that motherfucker. They had that motherfucker.
And you still were like, why not?
8,000 motherfuckers.
Can't do it.
Had like 8,000 motherfuckers in that motherfucker when I walked in that jam. They had a Vernon Maxwell goddamn.
Cockatelli still touched your heart to this day, your mind was made up.
Well, I really wanted to play with the motherfuckers because they had a good squad. And in Florida, I know they motherfuckers were rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to fuck with the motherfuckers. But I was like, shit, this shit too far away from my mom. I'm a country boy. Even though my mom should beat the shit out of me, but I had to stay close to her ass. But
for sure.
Yeah, I had to stay close to her. But that was one of the best visits ever, man. And then meeting his family and stuff like that. And I never ate a steak that big where he fed me. That's the first time I ever had a steak bigger than the plate. The damn big ass plate this big. I never ate a goddamn steak bigger than a plate like that. So
in Florida, I ain't have to do shit.
Shit, Florida. When I got back, because I had said, they asked me what I was going to do. My mama told me when I left that motherfucker, nigga, one thing you better not do, don't put your name on shit.
Yeah.
Don't sign shit. I said, Mom, don't worry about it. I ain't going to sign nothing. So, and then when I left North Carolina State, they asked me what I wanted to do. So I verbally committed to the ass.
With the busy fall season already in swing, you might be looking for a wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Damn, Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Wait one more minute. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Man, this is good. Too busy this fall to cook, but want to make sure you're eating well? With Factor, skip the extra trip to the grocery store. And you know how them grocery store lines be long. It might be two cashiers working, one of them got an attitude. You can skip all that while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy. Then get back to crushing your goals. This October, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. I'm sorry for smacking. This is so good. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals. Delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/85sports50 and use code 85sports50 to get 50% off. That's code 85sports50. At factormeals.com/85sports50. Oh, man, I can't wait.
All right,
go get it.
I just told him, yeah, motherfucker, I'm going to sign with you, motherfucker. I like y'all, motherfucker. I told him, I like you,
man. You a real nigga, bro.
I'm going to sign with you, motherfucker. I like you, motherfucker. I'm going to sign with you. That's the damn thing they shouldn't have done. Because then, you know, him and Jim Valvano, they best friends,
mm-hmm.
My man. So they best friends. So, and then he told Jim Valvano, Valvano, when he told him, he came on TV. Oh, my man got a diaper dandy coming over there to North Carolina State. They came out on ESPN. My mom and them was seeing that shit. I was in the air coming back to Gainesville on North Carolina State playing.
Uh-huh.
And then when I landed, I'm looking at my mama. I'm like, what the fuck she doing?
Beat your
what my mama doing here? What the hell she doing, this motherfucker? I didn't know she was gonna be here. And Florida coaches and shit, the whole coaching staff and shit, when I get off the plane, walk on the tarmac and shit, they motherfuckers, all this motherfucker, this staff, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing here? So, and then my mom told me, boy, what the fuck you done? I said, I ain't did nothing, mom. What you talking about? I just said I was gonna go somewhere. Damn, I like the damn school.
Yeah.
But she said, you ain't signed. I was like, because she knows this shit, this Nothing. I can't. This was business deal. We had,
yeah.
we had with Florida. We had a business deal going on with Florida.
Yeah. For sure.
So we had to.
I had to
make sure we get this business deal done with Florida, yeah. You know, with this motherfucking.
This shit bigger than Nino Brown.
There you go. That's all I'm saying. We had to get this motherfucking biz ass.
Yeah.
We had to get the bag.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Fuck that state.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying, yeah. And back then, motherfuckers wasn't really getting out bags.
Nah,
yeah.
Facts. In the 80s, hell.
I was Mr. Basketball in the state of Florida, too, so coming out in basketball. So I was the number one player in the state, you know, so, and, you know, Mitch Richmond, all them boys come out with me.
Mitch Richmond went to Sacramento.
Yeah, killer, man, killer.
Yeah.
But,
no, I didn't know he was from Florida, though.
Down there south.
Damn.
Yeah, so, but yeah, but Mr. Basketball, so, and they, wherever I was going to go, they had to pay my mom.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, mom had to get her something. I had to get me, too.
So look, that was with basketball. If you would have stayed with football, what school you were looking at then?
I would probably went to the Gators.
You the one Gators?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They wanted me to play both ways.
Was Emmett there when?
Yeah,
Emmett was there.
He came there when I was a rising junior. He was a freshman.
They wanted me
to play when I was there. They kept asking me to play. They wanted me to. I was a corner.
He was a corner.
I was a corner. Yeah, I was a corner. Number one football player.
Damn. Man, pop your shit, man. Right.
Charlie Ward.
Them boys younger than me, though. Charlie Ward.
Charlie Ward came after him.
Oh, yeah. Dion, Georgia, Florida line.
Uh-huh.
All them boys younger than me.
How you feel about what he doing?
I'm an old ass. I'm 58.
Man, so, well, shit, you move around better than some niggas 30.
Man, I keep myself some shit. After I got this damn knee done, I'm perfect now.
You just brought up Dion. How you feel about what he doing in Colorado?
Man, I love Dion. You know, my homeboy. You know, Florida boy. You know, I mean, he's just blessed. That's what he do.
Yeah.
You know, he always get people to buy into what he's about.
Because, nigga, I watch every Colorado game, nigga.
Everybody do.
Yeah.
You ain't the only one.
Yeah, fact.
You ain't the only one, my peoples. We all do.
We ain't even no college football played. When they get a bye week, they'd be like,
goddamn, we got to go to the bar and just get some damn drink.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn, ain't nothing to watch. Colorado ain't playing at one.
For sure.
I'm at 12.
Damn. You being goddamn number one football player at the time, what made you choose basketball, though?
Well, I was one of them. I just felt like longevity. I was a motherfucker coming out of high school, 6'4". Motherfucker, 145 pounds.
Oh, 6'4"
corner?
Yeah.
Shit. That's different.
145, yeah. I was that in fifth grade.
I had 16 picks, though.
Shit.
One season?
Yeah.
Nigga. Hey, what them young niggas be doing?
Right. Can't throw this way. Don't throw this way.
And you fast as shit, too.
Yeah. I was 4'2", 40.
What?
Yeah.
Nigga.
Fast, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was 4'2", 40. I was punt return.
That Florida speed return. Be different anyway.
Yeah. It's in the water down there. But I did all that shit, though, yeah.
But I never 4'2", 40.
You gotta be talked about one of the best athlete conversations, bro. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, oh yeah, down there.
Like, your name needs to come up with one of the best athletes.
Yeah. Me, down in Florida. Me, Dion, it's a bunch of us down in Florida that came out down there. No disrespect to all my homies. Y'all know who y'all are, though. But it's a bunch of us, that did both sports. At a high level.
Nigga, 16 picks.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. My senior year, 16 picks. Yeah.
You never fuck with baseball?
I did when I was younger, though.
Okay.
Shit wasn't for me. But I should have stayed that shit.
See how them checks they give out of that baseball.
Them motherfuckers get paid like goddamn.
Nigga,
NBA
fast
now.
As you are.
I know it. That's what
they'll
I'm saying.
They'll just put you in to steal a base.
Yeah, that's it.
Making a million to steal a base.
Yeah.
Nigga, I know y'all ain't finna throw him out.
Mm-mm. There was a bunch of motherfuckers, though, ran like me, though. You know, back in Florida, shit. I mean, I ran a little track, too, though, but You know, it was a bunch of motherfuckers ran like me, you know, down.
Yeah, like that was just like the norm down there at the time.
We ain't had no motherfuckers teach you how to run back then.
Yeah.
You know, these motherfuckers.
Now they getting trained and stuff. How
this motherfucker. The motherfuckers know how to run through the wind. The motherfuckers goddamn motherfuckers be treading that wind. The motherfuckers.
Hey, that wind
man, this motherfucker, we was running wild. Like, we swimming and shit, but we still running 4.2s. Just thinking we knew how to run. And we had training to teach us how to run. This is real, man. I'm just saying, it's just real, man. But, I mean, we just raw-ass athletes back then.
Nah, for sure.
That's it.
That foot in foot. Yeah. We got to have that clip. Hey, you ain't never had to get on nobody's ass?
I mean, as far as what we're saying now, talk to me.
Like, you know, like, not so much physical, like verbally, like, hey, bro, I ain't one of them. Because you really like that. Like, you ain't one of them. You know, when you go to a team, hey, I don't play like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of motherfuckers don't play with me.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of playing. I don't really know a lot of motherfuckers either.
Yeah.
So. Motherfucker, you don't know me, motherfucker. Don't play with me.
Right. You know, straight
I'm
up.
Slap shit at you. No, I'm on my mama, Gracie Mae Maxwell.
Yeah.
I'm slap shit at you. Yeah.
Nigga, I believe every word. I believe every motherfucker.
Yeah. Which one of your teammates back in Houston was like your road dog who you go out hit the town with?
All the motherfuckers, Kenny. Sam, yeah, I'm telling all you motherfuckers, Kenny, Sam, Mario, goddamn Robert, shit, the white boys, all the motherfuckers, shit. I had all the motherfuckers. I dreamed they never fuck with us though. Yeah. I ain't gonna dream you ain't. I ain't tell you dream, not dream. But all the motherfuckers, we was a party like a rock star.
Anytime you get to drinking, the niggas start seeming cooler anyway. Then, like, you know, that white boy ain't hell bad.
These niggas be forgetting, man. They even have wives and shit. We always married and shit. But we wasn't doing nothing extra now.
Right. Yeah,
we were just none of that. In the bar, just vibing and shit. Yeah, you know, right. We wasn't like doing no sexual shit. Yeah. Nah, we ain't did none of that shit. None of us, man. We wasn't cheating.
Oh, nah, I know that.
We keep that shit clean.
We already know that.
But back then, like, what was, like, life on the road like? You know what I'm saying?
Man, like I just said, man, like a rock star, like motherfucking these goddamn young guys, these rapper niggas, when they go out there and go on concerts and shit, do these damn tours and shit, that's what we was on tour.
Yeah.
Every fucking hotel we walk in, and they try to keep it discreet and shit about where we was going to be
But
staying.
They find out.
Boy, I don't know how these motherfucking girls find out, man. Be a goddamn lobby full of motherfuckers. But we come through that motherfucker like we goddamn in the White House. Waving us. Hey, baby. I see you, girl. Girl, don't you go nowhere. You stay right there. I'll come back and get a drink with you. Hey, baby. What's up? How y'all doing? It's crazy, man. It's like rock star type.
Cause you
shit,
was like notable though, like you So you ain't no nigga. You know how sometimes we were talking about like when we see football players, you know them by their jerseys, but once them niggas take their helmet off,
you don't know who they is. Right.
So it's like a different like notoriety, like with you playing basketball against football type shit.
Yeah, but see, I go both. You know, I grow my hair. I just grow my shit back. See, I'm just. Glad I'm able to grow up.
Yeah, because there's a lot of niggas who can't do that
58.
Shit.
Yeah, 58. And then, but I'm going to cut this shit off in the summertime. I'm going to be balling. So I go balling in the summer, grow the shit back. In the
just show range just, with the shit.
Just let niggas know that's what I can do.
Hey,
that's
get you a little nappy tilt.
Yeah, that's something. I'm trying to grow this shit out somewhere where I can start doing that, whatever them balls with that little sponge shit. I'm going to sponge this motherfucker up too. Yeah, you are.
Yeah. No, bro, that take out about 20 years on you. Like, you look like you're in your 30s.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, boy, goddamn. I appreciate that.
Hey, you might got to hit Magic City before you leave.
Nigga, oh, boy, hey, now. I got.
Bring that shit back.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Oh, Lord.
Hey, he started itching his scratch. No.
Ooh-wee.
How you think social media would affect your time period?
Man, I would have been like suspended, kicked out the league. That shit would have fucked me up, man. That shit would have fucked me all the way up, nigga. I mean, I couldn't have survived on this shit, man. Nigga, I'm glad I ain't in this shit right now. I would have wished I'd got these checks.
Yeah.
But goddamn, boy, social media, boy, I wouldn't have made it, nigga. All that damn dope I was smoking outside while I'm going home, staying in the street, all that shit. I'm sorry. I was everywhere, man. Oh, my goodness.
You'd have made Shade Room so much.
Oh, my goodness, man. All that goddamn TMZ shit. They got all that shit. What they call that shit? That's what it's called?
Man,
I stayed on that motherfucker. Oh, Lord. This shit would have been
crazy. Because it don't even be you. It'd be other folks.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that motherfucker caught me every night.
What you would have say, like, nigga, like, you with nigga, you doing something, like, nigga got the camera, like, what you... Like, nigga do not do that type of shit.
I had some niggas I'd have suck on their ass. I'd have sucked some niggas. Go get them niggas, man. Get that goddamn phone. Go bust that goddamn phone up, nigga. Get that nigga the money for that phone, man. What the fuck are we doing, man?
Hey, at least you paid
tell
them.
That nigga, huh? Go $1,500. Get that nigga.
Hey, man, well, back then, the motherfucker phone. Y'all niggas fucking up. Listen.
Goddamn right. Goddamn. Don't let the motherfuckers record you, Ja. Give me that goddamn phone, Ja. Man. That shit shouldn't have never came out, my nigga.
I be knowing like the goddamn athletes, they be having NDA with the women. These niggas gotta start having NDA with niggas around them too.
Right.
Bro, because these niggas be more groupies than the women.
Don't they, my nigga? Yes, they do nowadays.
It used to be
back in my days, the women.
Yeah.
Now it's the niggas.
These niggas be stopping the women from getting to the niggas. Get the fuck out the way, bro.
Come on, man. Yes, nigga. Get out the way. What that goddamn song is to say? Move, bitch. Get your ass out the way. What the fuck are we doing?
Hey. So you got to see Mike in his prime.
Oh, my goodness.
How was that, watching Michael Jordan?
Well, goddamn movie.
For real?
Motherfucking Rated X. That motherfucker, XXX. That shit was crazy, boy. Goddamn. I never seen no motherfucker like that till I played against that motherfucker. Because he was everything they said he was.
Yeah.
You know.
But look,
but
on
I
some
think
real
he was
shit.
More than what they said he was. Shit.
Did you know how sometimes they talk about people? Did you be like, they just overrated?
Nah, yeah. I've seen a lot of that shit. I did a lot of that shit, but shit.
Yeah.
I got out there with that motherfucker. That motherfucker got him true.
Yeah.
That motherfucker, Black
no
Jesus.
No questions
asked. We used to call him Black Jesus.
Black Jesus.
What was the first matchup like?
It was like everything I thought it would be. Shit. My motherfucker was gonna go at me, and then he didn't know I was getting ready to go back at his motherfucking ass. Mm. You know, cause you know, like one thing a motherfucker to play good offense like that, they don't really play good
defense.
They can play good defense. They said Mike played good defense, but shit, if I get a chance to hit you with 2-3 combo moves, nigga, I'm gonna get by you too. And that's what I used to do too. Dream, I'm sorry. This motherfucker just went at me. Shit, I'm gonna go at him. I was snatching this motherfucking ass too.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And getting there too. So I was doing him like.
It was the competitive.
Yeah. We was goddamn going back and forth.
They won.
Chicago Stadium. We was beating their ass all the time. You know, we beat. I swear. I mean, I probably lost that motherfucker probably twice.
Out of all the times.
With the Rockets, only lost. Yeah, with the Rockets, man. We was beating the shit out of them boys, man. We was beating their ass, man. We're going to Chicago Stadium, old ass stadium. Little ass walking on the ground, hitting them motherfucking white folks up there. We are in there up in there like we slaves. Down on the ground. Motherfucker beating on the ground, kicking on the ground and shit. We walking up there, the motherfuckers pouring popcorns on your head, walking up the steps and shit. You know, you ran that motherfucker, you're really gonna get dashed going down the steps.
For real?
It done hit you right with beers and shit.
Nigga, imagine losing a nigga Poe Bill.
That's what they're gonna be doing. Yeah, no, you might get that done too, but when you win, for real,
it's
old Chicago Stadium.
You already know the run. Like
yeah, that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy.
Hey,
but, I mean,
I'm gonna tell you this real quick. I was watching Winning Time. I don't know if you see that on HBO. They've been talking about the series between like Boston and the Lakers. I ain't know they were so racist like that in Boston.
Shit, what the hell you talking about, boy? Yeah. Man, them damn days, boy. You ain't no Boston. Them motherfuckers racist
hell
right now
no.
today, nigga.
Yeah.
They still today.
But how it was back then?
No, it was like crazy. Now, just think if it's still today, it's reckonable. Just think how it was back then. Boy, that shit was horrible. You know, imagine them motherfuckers just got to go down there, motherfucker, man, and play in the wintertime, man. Them motherfuckers don't even have the heat on for them motherfuckers when they go in there, motherfucker. They can't get out the goddamn street clothes right before the game. It's so goddamn cold. Niggas got to keep on them goddamn shirt links they had on. Them niggas had to, yo, I'm on everything I love. You know, this shit is goddamn. I mean, it was cold as motherfucker. The white folks kept that shit like an ice block in the goddamn locker room, man. And so I done seen it done to us before, too. You know, so, but, man, it was different over there, man. I played in the old damn Boston, like, stadium and shit.
Right,
so,
for sure.
So, but I'm just saying, man. But, yeah, that shit, them motherfuckers say anything out their mouth up there, too.
Cause yeah.
You know, white folks, when they got you outnumbered, now they're gonna goddamn act the fool on
them. And they feel like they got the money, you playing for them.
Yeah, but the motherfuckers, they got you outnumbered. Now they'll tell you, nigga, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, nigga, what you gonna do? Nigga, all them white folk, you up there. You right there. You outside this motherfucking establishment in a bar. White folk beat the brakes off you up there.
Especially when they got about 60 to 2.
They say they got some beautiful women up there, them Cape Verdean girls now.
Woo!
Okay, see, that man know about him. Yes. Y'all ain't never heard about that.
I only been to Boston one time. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I've been to Boston one time.
Now, they say them girls are like French and African.
Yeah, Boston real international.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
City closed down early, too, though.
Yeah.
They city don't stay open late. No. When I was there one time, they were like, what's the spot? They were like, everything closed here like at 1.
Ever since they tried to kill my nigga Paul Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
They had to shut that shit down. That's why they shut that shit down. Them niggas try to kill my nigga. Yeah. Nothing. Jealousy.
You fuck with that boy Paul Pierce?
Yes, my nigga. I love Paul Pierce. Shout out to my nigga
Paul Pierce. Shout out to Paul Pierce. The truth.
Damn right. Damn right. The truth.
Yeah.
That's right. My nigga. Love all my young boys, man.
Hey, you got you got to play against Jordan in his prime, but you saw early Kobe, like, you know, before they went on, or as they was going on their run, what did you think, you know, in comparison of Jordan and Kobe, what did you think about Kobe's game?
Well, God bless you, first of all, Kobe. Great man, great husband, great father, shit, I love Kobe to death. I saw him play in high school. He came and played against us in Philly. Well, John Lucas invited him over there. He tore our ass up over there in Philly, make a long story short. He killed our ass. I was telling him, boy, you ready? You better come on, goddamn, boy. You ready to go, man.
He was like open run, like y'all just hooping or something?
Yes. He was in high school. He was at Lower Marion. And John Lucas used to bring him over all the time when I was with the Sixers and to play with us. Mean Stackhouse and all us. And shit, that motherfucker just go at me and Stack.
For real?
That motherfucker's that motherfucker Kobe, Kobe, that motherfucker ain't got no fear.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's just kill. You know, and that's where he was.
So it was in high school.
Yes, man. He was a killer. He was fucking killer in high school. Yeah. It was unbelievable what he used to do to the motherfuckers in high school. He used to do some unbelievable shit in high school. That motherfucker. And then when he got to the league and shit, and then Michael became like a mentor. Mm-hmm. And he started like, patterning this game after Mike, just looking at all that goddamn film. And the motherfucker started running up the damn floor like Mike, wagging his goddamn tongue out of his motherfucking mouth like Mike, and goddamn shooting that motherfucker like Mike. And I said, God damn, this motherfucker Mike. This motherfucker baby Mike. Kobe's a bad motherfucker, man. Goddamn, man. I was just happy to see the man, and it was sad what happened, unfortunately.
For sure.
Man, don't want to talk about that. Just talk about the good Kobe, got the good stuff, and the family. Great kid, man. Sad, man.
So you knew like when John Lucas was bringing him over there to play against you, like, cause he doing y'all in the NBA. So you like, oh nigga, you ready to be in the NBA?
Oh yeah, I told him, yeah, shit. After that practice, shit, I just tell him, boy, you better come on, boy, cause shit, niggas coming out of high school, coming in this motherfucker. You better go and get your money.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get your money, shit. Ain't no sense you going to college. Shit,
nigga, he would have terrorized.
Oh
the
my
niggas.
Goodness! Oh my shit! College would have been crazy. So he came right on in the league. Yeah, but shit, he was tough. That motherfucker was tough. He was one. Oh my goodness, yes, that was a nightmare too.
Yeah,
that motherfucker was a nightmare. Yes, that was a nightmare.
You have, you were having Jordan flashbacks guarding Kobe a little bit, like a little.
Yeah, when well, I never really. I got a little bit of the I didn't really get that killer Kobe.
Right,
he was young. You know, he was really young. He was young.
They had just started going.
Yeah, I had crossed him over in the damn farm and hit him with the game, man. Kobe, I ain't mean to talk about Kobe because I don't really want to do that, man. Kobe, my man, God bless you, Kobe. Yeah, I love you too much, Josh. But yeah, you know, he was young.
Young pup,
you know?
Young pup. Yeah.
He was still like coming of age.
Yeah, so he was playing behind guys over there with the Lakers when they first come in, you know? He wasn't came right in starting, so you know, and then you know, so but you know, I love that man.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, you know, playing against Mike, were y'all ever cool enough to like hang out after the game, or it was just too much like black motherfuckers going on the court?
No, you know, when you know after the games be over and shit. Max, I'm cool.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I ain't got no problem with your motherfucking ass. You ain't got no jersey on, nigga.
Yeah.
And I ain't got one on either.
Yeah. You know, that shit over with, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, that shit's over with, nigga. Yeah. But like motherfucker, like I told motherfucker, like Kenny Smith said, Mike said, but Vernon, I keep telling the story, but it's funny to me. Because, say, I got damn ready to fight Mike out there in the game. And Mike say, goddamn, Kenny, what's up this motherfucker? This nigga kind of crazy. This motherfucker off, man. This motherfucker. What's going on with this nigga? This nigga want to fight me the whole goddamn game. I mean, really want to fight me and bring his son over there to the locker room with all that Michael Jordan shit on, man. And asked me to sign this shit, man. I was like, man, what the fuck? This nigga's crazy for real, man. So, yeah, man.
But it was just like, when the clock went,
we family, man. We in the same. We in the same goddamn fraternity, nigga. We in the NBA.
That nigga might start bringing the ball up nigga, on the other side. Like, nigga, man, yeah, another nigga
we in
me,
the
nigga.
NBA, nigga. We done both made it, nigga. Yeah. Fuck this shit, nigga. We just competing, nigga.
Your son had a Bulls gear.
Yeah, a whole motherfucker head to toe. I had him dressed out and all that shit. Sign all that shit, Mike. Hit him on his ass. Hit him out there. Hit him up.
Nah, real shit. Yeah,
now, I know right. Kenny always bring up, you know, because y'all won back-to-back when he left. And then he came back only like 17 games, and y'all beat, you know, the Magic, who they lost to. Now, do you feel like, I know what you're going to say, but y'all, if Mike was there for the full season, y'all probably would have saw them in the finals, I would think.
But you know that shit, man. I'm just saying, I don't know, man. I don't know what the playoffs would have brought, but and I know y'all motherfuckers, I ain't never seen them motherfuckers lose a goddamn series, okay? But goddamn it, I'm telling you motherfuckers, goddamn it. Now I'm looking at all goddamn, where are these cameras at? Where are
they all right.
I'm looking at all these motherfuckers. I mean, I'm telling you motherfuckers right now, goddamn it. Goddamn it. We would have knocked their motherfucking ass off. They would have lost us goddamn.
He would have been 6-1.
Man, you goddamn right. They had this. They ain't had nobody. I mean, go down the lineup. Go through the lineup.
I understand that.
Shit, we had motherfucking goddamn big African back there blocking up everything. Blocking everything. Yeah. Mike's come through there.
They wouldn't have had nobody for Hakeem, though.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. What the goddamn Cartwright and goddamn my homeboy Will Perdue.
Yeah.
Was Luke Longley
not yet?
But he not. Nah,
I was just saying.
But either way,
so man, them motherfuckers getting raped, man. That's how we used to beat them. Yeah. Because they ain't had nobody to stop Dream. Dream's falling away, shooting that bitch out of bounds.
Bro, you know I'm how niggas playing now. He was playing like that.
That
a
back
big
in the
early.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. And yes. this shit was. I'm talking about 9-1. This 9-1. Dude, I'm talking about. They was beating the brakes off of this motherfucker. 9-1. They swept them. 9-2, we swept them. I don't know. Google it, shit.
But,
I don't know.
But when y'all played the Knicks, y'all went to Game 7.
Yeah.
Right? Eastern Conference Finals, the Bulls went to Game 7 against the Knicks without Mike as well. So imagine Mike was there in the finals, I think it would have been a little different for sure. That's all I got to say.
Man,
I think it would have been different.
Something,
I'm a man.
You know what, man?
I think this nigga. you know this motherfucker won't be controversial and shit, this motherfucker. That's
man,
what
man, he wants to see what the all fuck the shit he don't read. He wants you to choke his ass.
He got a computer right there. Google it.
I'm a Bulls fan. I grew up.
Goddamn, I can tell. I keep hearing this nigga shaking his head. You know.
Nah.
He asked you a question, you say your answer. Now he going,
what are we doing, my peoples?
Nah, for sure, man.
Come on, my nigga.
Hey, man, I think it would have been a good series, man. Yeah, it went better than that Magic series.
Yeah, swept them.
We definitely, man, appreciate you pulling up, talking your shit with us. Man, we got us a basketball. We want you to sign that motherfucker, man. People. Put your signature on there.
Come on, my peoples. Got to do it.
Nah, for sure. Huh? Oh, yeah, we got some memorabilia now. So what we got though?
Memorabilia.
Yeah, that's it.
He fucked it up, then.
Hey, we don't even know who signed them gloves right now. We just had some shit sitting up there. Nah, Jeff T signed this.
Oh, that's my guy right there.
So we got Jeff T. Now we got this. Hey, that shit I want not to win out here, man.
I see, act like he ain't know what to do with that shit. This shit went back here. I was like, what the fuck are you doing all that for, nigga? Right here. I'm about to tuck him back. He ain't control the ball, nigga. Don't let the ball control you.
Nah, man. We appreciate you pushing. You got to say when you dip, man.
Nah, man. I got my golf line coming out. Okay. Nice. I got an app coming out, my golf line. Vernon Maxwell Golf Line. The Vernon Maxwell Initiative, LLC, Mental Health. I got that going. The Maxed Out Podcast coming back to you in the near future, real soon.
For sure.
What else, Cam? That's it. Hey,
tell me your social media.
Oh, yeah.
Vernon Maxwell 11.
Twitter.
Hey, what happened? What happened with that? He was on that.
Yeah, you'll see my damn picture. All right, goddamn push on that motherfucking nigga right there. When you see me, that's me in the fucking uniform.
Nah, man, it's nothing but salute, man. Well wishes to all that, man. Shout out to Vernon. Maxwell pushing up on us, man.
No doubt, my people.
Y'all follow him.
Goddamn broken play, man. I appreciate this shit. This shit for sure, man. I appreciate you.
Man, we appreciate you coming through.
Was crying, bro.
Yeah, for sure. No besides that shit he was doing.
Yeah,
man.
I ain't like that.
Yeah, bro. I ain't know he was gonna do that.
Man, let me get him beside this.
Y'all keep tuning in to Broken Play.
Oh man, that was funny, man. I was crying,
appreciate you, man.
Oh my God.
For real. Number of respect.